Hello, everyone. Welcome to Radically Loved Radio. I wanted to create a place where people can go to get inspired, get motivated, or find some clarity and get tools to create a radically loved life. I will do my best to provide information on a variety of subjects, including yoga, holistic health, life coaching, spirituality, meditation, and overall mindful living. Each episode will bring you some of the world's best spiritual leaders, entrepreneurs, yoga teachers, coaches, along with some of my closest friends, and we will talk about their life experiences and journeys to create something more out of their lives and how they continue to grow to make that happen. Hey guys, Rosie here. I just want to say I am so grateful that you're listening. We are just getting a massive amount of response on this podcast, and I am so grateful that you're a part of this radically loved community, that you're enjoying the content, and that you're enjoying all the guests, and that you're still here, and you're still working on yourself and your journey and your path. And I pray that you've received some tools listening to the guests or listening to any of my ideas or topics on meditation or yoga and how these tools can help you create a life of purpose. To continue to help us give you the best content, you can subscribe to this podcast, and most of the time you can just do it from your phone, from iTunes. Click subscribe and write a review. This really helps us continue this path and this journey, and we love doing it so much. And again, I'm so grateful that you're here. Let us know what you thought. Thanks for listening. Mindfulness to manage expectations. This is a good one, you guys. Every day at work, at home, or even on vacation, we deal with expectations. Our own expectations and the people around us' expectations. Expectations are beliefs we have about something as it will be in the future, aka the project will be done on this date, or the teenage kids will do their chores. The boyfriend will put the dishes inside the sink, not around the sink, inside the sink. So sometimes expectations are based on accurate information and negotiations or agreements, right? So often they are not. Or even if the original expectation was carefully agreed upon or negotiated, situation changes. So here's the deal. You know, my teacher, Yogarupa Rod Stryker, says that expectations are premeditated resentments, and I totally agree. So what happens when expectations aren't met, when a project isn't done, or somebody doesn't complete a task, or, you know, you don't get, you know, the gift that you were expecting? You know, or the proposal, or the engagement ring didn't come, or, you know, your boyfriend still won't commit. People become attached to their expectations, and this can be very disappointing to our lives, right? Unmet expectations can lead to anger, to any other array of disruptive feelings and emotions in our lives. If you're furious about a project delay, or you know, when you don't get what you want or something doesn't go your way, the next time that you interact with these particular people, it's going to be very challenging for your emotions to not impair your judgment of reaction. At worst, you may say something you'll regret later. So how can mindfulness help this? If you can relate to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. I don't need to come up with more examples. You can apply it to your life as you are now. So think about the last time you had an expectation about something, right? So mindfulness is purposefully paying attention to the mirror-like quality of the mind. So the mirror simply reflects what its objective is. So what is reflected does not change the mirror. I hope that makes sense. Mindfulness enables choice, so the opportunity to act instead of react. And I talk about this at length on this podcast. It's a very prevalent practice in my life. Everyone is mindful to a degree. It is the ability to simply see or sense things as they are. It is attention to your physical sensations, thoughts, mental concepts, and feelings when you are climbing a ladder, walking down the street, driving a car, listening to a podcast, or writing an email. I think it's extremely important for us to be able to communicate in our relationships and to really be mindful about the process and expectations of the things in our lives. And really, it's about recognizing our own feelings in that expectation. So it's important for us also to watch how others react to a situation. The essence of mindfulness runs through all of these different facets of making progress on just about anything, right? So we can apply it to anything in your life. In this particular realm, we're focusing on using mindfulness as a tool for managing the initial expectations. So here are two topics that I've really respond well with. So these are like key role players for being mindful. Number one is barriers to setting healthy expectations. So people want what they want when they want it. And I can totally relate to this because I know how I am. I'm the same way. I think fast. I talk fast. I can often be very one-track mind when it comes to certain things. I can also be very open and easygoing on a lot of other things, but I think it's a balance, right? So this wanting of wanting things a certain way often clouds and closes the mind to rational thought. How many of you out there can relate to that? So we are inclined to lack mindfulness when setting expectations at the onset of a project, for example, when it matters most. So we become too ambitious and we move ahead with unrealistic expectations, or we're in a relationship where we set a timeline of like, I want to be engaged in a year, or I want to have kids in 5 years, or, you know, we set ourselves up for disappointment. And it often begins to create conflict. So mindfulness here can help prevent issues from bubbling up later on when it is much more difficult to address them. So here's the practice. When starting something, make sure expectations are reasonable. We'll think about it in work terms, right? So think the project through the end. So if you're working on something, instead of having high expectations, say you're writing a book proposal, or you're starting up your own podcast, or you have a health goal. So really think this through. Include all of the details. And if there are other people involved in this endeavor, communicate clearly so everyone's expectations are aligned. If that's talking with your partner and being very clear about what you want, if that is, you know, being with a coworker and talking about a project, or utilizing all the tools that you need to create your health and wellness business, be mindful now at the beginning so that this will ensure a smoother flow toward its conclusion, and it'll increase the likelihood of your success, which will be great because at this point you have no expectation. It's just you setting clear parameters around what you want. Number two, the second thing is unmet expectations and changing expectations bring up feelings. So here's the surprise is that things change. So that's the nature of reality. Get into it. Sometimes an unexpected circumstance will come up along to shift the scope of your project, and expectations will need to be adjusted, which, how many of you out there can relate? It happens so often. We make all these plans, or we think that things are going to happen in a certain timeline and they don't, and then we get upset, or I'm trying to lose weight by X amount a day and it doesn't happen, and so you beat yourself up over it, or I thought I was going to be engaged by the end of the year and it doesn't happen and it creates tension, or I thought this project was going to end. I can go on. When this happens, you have a choice. You either react emotionally with anger and resistance, or you can apply mindfulness. Pause. Consider your options before making a decision about how to best go on. It's very important. So here's the practice. When the unexpected occurs, take a pause and breathe before you react. Don't just pivot in a new direction. Make sure that you and those around you are involved with this original expectation no longer being the possibility. Communicate. Usually communication as your anchor is the best foundation that you can have. Consciously noting your frustration allows you to accept and respond rather than to react. With mindfulness, our feelings can calm ourselves. You know, we can self-regulate and begin to problem solve as opposed to just being sporadic and mindless, right? I think it's so important for us to be really aware around the reality of life. Things change. You know, it's going back to this idea of expectation being a premeditated resentment, because it really is. I think that if we took the time to slow down, to be more mindful, to be open to the possibility of things not going the way we want, then when things begin to fall into place, it makes it so much sweeter and so much better. And it really allows us to be in a state of contentment and in a state of joy and in a state of gratitude. And ultimately, I feel that if we're able to mindfully manage our expectations, it's going to create for a better life. So those are my two cents. Thank you all so much for listening. As always, I'm super grateful for you, the listener. Thank you so much for allowing me into your time, into your space, and know that you are radically loved.